Sydney broadcaster Alan Jones has apologised to the head of the Sydney Opera House after calling for Louise Herron to be sacked during a debate on the promotion of a horse race on the iconic sails. The Opera House chief executive, Louise Herron, had rejected a request from the New South Wales Racing for the horse colours, numbers and trophy of Australia's richest horse race, the Everest, to be projected on the sails of the Opera House in a promotion. But that ruling was overturned by the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, after her combative interview with Alan Jones.
I used some words in these programs about the Everest and the Opera House and about Louise, which in hindsight I now must regret having heard, the impact that they've clearly had on some people. In relation to Louise, on Friday I was tough regarding an issue that I and others felt very important.
Not quite an apology, but Sydney broadcaster there, Alan Jones, saying he had regretted the impact that tough interview had on some people. Well, thousands of Sydneysiders are expected to gather at the Opera House tonight to stage a light-based protest against the Everest promotion, which will be projected on the sails of the Opera House tonight. This comes as more than 200,000 people have now signed a petition against the use of the iconic building as a billboard. Charmaine Muldrich is the CEO of the Outdoor Media Association, and she joins me in the breakfast studio. Charmaine, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has described the sails as the biggest billboard the city has. Let's hear what the Prime Minister had to say.
I mean, this is one of the biggest events of the year. Why not put it on the biggest billboard Sydney has? Look, I come from a tourism background, and you know, these events generate massive economic opportunities for the state, for the city.
Why not put it on the biggest billboard the city has? Would your members share that view, Charmaine Muldrich?
I don't think so, Fran. I don't think the Opera House sails could ever be classed as a billboard. It's an iconic heritage-listed building. It's maybe a canvas, if you want to pull the definition a little bit further, but I think it's a canvas for relevant artistic things to be put on it rather than a billboard for advertising.
You know about billboards. If it was used as a billboard, could you put a figure on it? How much money would it cost?
I would have no idea, Fran, but it would be very, very expensive. I would take it to be, you know, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Because we all understand that neither the Opera House or the state government is receiving any money for this, that the that New South Wales Racing isn't paying any money for this promotion. What, as a person in the industry, does that add insult to injury?
Oh, I don't think it adds insult to injury. I think what we're grappling with at the moment is that tension between what is brand Everest and what is brand Sydney. And I think that tension is being played out at the moment. You know, the Opera House is there to tell the story about Sydney, whereas a billboard sells a story. And I think the two things have got conflated in a way. And, you know, we're open to selling Everest, the race advertising, and I think our members already are running some ads for Everest.
I've seen huge flags being trailed in the skies, so that's one thing they do massively, and I think they do have big promotions at railway stations, things like
that. Yes, yes, and I think that's where it's appropriate. We're highly regulated, you know, the regulation manages that, whereas I think the Opera House is a very, very different story.
So if you look at that phrase you used, what is brand Everest and what is brand Sydney, does putting brand Everest on the Opera House damage brand Opera House, damage brand Sydney in your view?
I think when you look at the number of people voicing concern about it, I think I just looked at the protest site and it was up to 233,000 people. Mm-hmm. I think that gives you a clue that, you know, there is a sense that it is damaging brand Sydney, and I suppose here is an opportunity for us to have a really good conversation about what stories do we want to tell about our city and how do we want to tell those stories. And I think when I look at, you know, the Committee for Sydney recently did a report on benchmarking Sydney with 33 other cities of its ilk around the world, and what you see is that the cultural and destination of Sydney is going backwards. So I think there's something.
What's in its attractiveness globally,
yeah,
as a cultural.
Going, yeah, as a cultural destination, its appeal, even though it's highly valued for its natural beauty, there are other things that are not happening for it. So don't think that we're necessarily telling the story of Sydney in the way that it needs to be told. And I think this is just another example of that.
But can I, as an advertiser, as someone who knows about advertising and messaging, can you explain why you think it is that putting Everest, the promotion for a horse race, on the Opera House is damaging? What is it that is damaging about that to Brand Sydney?
Yeah, I suppose one is a cultural icon and it has some artistic merit, and people don't actually see the Sydney Opera House as the largest billboard in Sydney. It's seen as one of really the modern wonders of the world. And the horse race is a sporting event. It's a commercial event. And it has its place and it needs to be advertised, but conflating it on something that is a cultural icon is not really getting the best out of either.
What about globally? What about the global impact, you think, to a global audience of seeing that race advertised on the Opera House? Would that have, you know, big bang impact?
I think it would have impact. Whether the impact is positive or negative is hard to tell at the moment. And if you take the microcosm of what is Sydney and the conversations that we're having, it's not necessarily all positive, is it?
So are there other examples of this happening overseas? I mean, I'm guessing there are, of other things that we might describe as icons, I don't know, the Colosseum or the Eiffel Tower or the pyramids being used for advertising?
Not to my knowledge. The only advertising I've seen overseas is on iconic buildings when they're covered in scaffolding and a billboard space is sold, possibly to pay to fund that, and it's temporary. But I've never seen anything projected on a building. I suppose Shanghai might be an exception to that rule.
What about your concerns? Do you share the concerns, rather, of others who say this is the sort of the thin end of the wedge, that we're going to see more of this now once Everest has broken that and the sales are used as a promotion venue?
Yeah, I think the argument needs to be a little bit more nuanced. I think what people are using is three or four incidences that have happened where I think they were ministerial directions, you know, like the Wallabies and the Ashes.
And slightly different. They were national slightly, tours,
they're slightly
World Cups.
Different. And that's why I say the argument is quite nuanced. But they're using that to say that this sets a precedent. And I think that it doesn't. It's an exception to the rule. It's, in my opinion, not a great exception to the rule.
Charmaine Muldridge, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. It's a pleasure to be here.
Charmaine Muldridge is the CEO of Outdoor Media Australia, which is the organisation that runs the billboards around the country.